Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz now with the Action Network. Good afternoon, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty well. It's been a crazy week. You know, Browns played poorly over the weekend. Buckeyes won but got eliminated from the playoff. And now Urban Meyer gone. Were you surprised when you heard about that or no?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, we saw what he was dealing with this year health-wise, and it's setting up perfectly for him to be the coach at USC in 2020. So it's be good for the Pac-12 conference to have Urban over at USC.
I don't think he's going to coach again, Jeff, honestly. I mean,
oh, come on. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I really don't, man.
Coaches,
I don't.
Coaches love to coach. There are guys coaching right now in that AAF, that New Alliance Federation League, whatever it is, that, like, they're like 65 years old. They love to coach. He's relatively young, by the way, for, like, a major successful winning coach. I think he goes to USC. If he goes – I think there's two schools, Notre Dame and USC. Notre Dame is out. Brian Kelly is not leaving anytime soon. I think USC, if they call him and offer him $8, $10 million, he gets to rebuild another program, I think he does it.
I don't think he'd be retiring right now if he wasn't really significantly going through something significant with his health, you know. And maybe his health turns around, man, but unless it does, I don't think he's coming back.
Wasn't this the same thing that happened at Florida, though? His health was
it was a heart condition, I believe. It was a heart condition at Florida. This is something that developed in 2014 with the cyst on his brain. But it's a little different. So we'll see.
I get it. I just don't believe him at all times what he says, and I just think that adding in where he was noncommittal if he's going to come back ever again, mm-hmm. I think it just points to USC. Like I said, analogous to just Urban Meyer. I think coaches love to coach, and they know it's in their DNA. It's what they've done for their entire lives. They get intoxicated by the competition, the teaching, being around your boys, and the grind of football. And I think he'll be out a year. He didn't seem, you know, to me, doesn't seem like he's going to be great on TV. He doesn't seem to have that personality. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Chip Kelly wasn't great on TV, and as soon as they get that itch to go back and coach, they go right back and coach. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's 50-50 if he goes back or not. I just think if USC comes calling, it's hard to pass that opportunity up.
I just think I think I'm kind of in the middle of the two of you. I think it's possible that he can come back, but I don't think it's as likely as you think, only because, you know, it does seem like this forced him to retire, that this you know, medical brain issue that he's dealing with. And but I do agree with you. I think if he felt better, if they were able to alleviate the issue, I don't know, with surgery or whatever, in a couple of years, would it surprise me if he was feeling better, if he would come back? It wouldn't surprise me. But I think if this issue can't be corrected, I would expect that he would retire. But who knows? Let's move from college to the pros, Jeff. There's been a lot of talk. Well, I guess this is really college and pros, because this week we've heard a lot about Lincoln Riley and the possibility of, you know, him coaching the Browns or just coaching in the NFL. In general, what do you think about, you know, we were just talking with Jake Trotter from ESPN a little bit ago, and he said that he thinks Lincoln Riley is going to be the first name on every list or most lists for coaching hires. What do you think in general, specifically about him and in general, about a coach coaching in the NFL that has no connection to the NFL, has never been, you know, NFL player or coach at all?
Yeah. Well, it's a good question. I think there's definitely going to be interest in him. The question is, I don't know if the Browns are that attractive to him. I mean, what if the Cowboys come calling? I don't know. I think with Jason Garrett playing, his team's doing better lately, that might not be such an option anymore. But,
well, he's got his guy here, though. He's got his guy. That's why we think it's attractive.
Yeah, but I mean, sure. I mean, I think he would – his thing is he's going to have to obviously find himself a good defensive coordinator, because the defense he plays in Oklahoma, for even for Big Ten standards, Big 12 standards, is really bad. So he can't do that in the NFL. I think his his offensive mind would be great for the league. If he goes to Cleveland, not sure if he does that. But here's the thing, too. Look, if you have – he is basically, you know, the CEO of Oklahoma's program, right? They don't have, like, a giant – one big giant booster like an Oklahoma State does or like an Oregon does. And if he goes to the NFL, he's going to have a GM to deal with. He's going to have a, you know, cap space to deal with. He's going to have an owner to deal with. And there's just more maybe things in his way to implement the system that he wants. So I think he's going to listen to offers, but also depends on what he has coming back. I don't know who his quarterback will be next year. You know, I don't know what his skill – I don't know any of that stuff. So I think it's a possibility, but I would think he stays at Oklahoma unless – you know, maybe the Packers come calling and he gets to coach Aaron Rodgers, maybe, but I think he stays.
I tend to agree with you. I'd be surprised if he left. I could see Matt Campbell making the jump more than a Lincoln Riley. But
really?
No, I mean,
straight from Iowa State, you think, to the NFL?
Yeah, the people in Cleveland like him. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. I'm a little surprised, too.
Does Cleveland want a college coach?
They're looking at him. I mean, I don't know if he's their top candidate. I know that, you know, Josh McDaniels would be on the radar too, and maybe someone else. Who the hell knows? I mean, like, the Browns have always kind of, since Dorsey's been here, behind the scenes surprises with a lot of things. So we'll see. I mean, I like Matt Campbell a lot. I think he's got a chance to be a special coach, but time will tell on that one. We'll see.
Do you think, Jeff, I know people talk about, there's no way that Kitchens and Greg Williams come back as a combo, right? No chance.
I don't think so. Yeah. I would say this. I mean, like, maybe if you brought in Lincoln Riley, you would do something similar to what they did in L.A., which is, you know, you brought Sean McVay in, and McVay hired Wade Phillips to be his coordinator. So you had the veteran defensive guy who's been in the league and the young offensive mind. Maybe that's something that they could look at, but I don't see both of them coming back, no.
I agree. I think that if Lincoln Riley were to come to the NFL, he'd have to hire – a top-notch defensive coordinator. And quite honestly, look, I'm not sure if that offense – I know he's kind of strayed away from the traditional air raid offense to run some of those power run schemes. No, but there's still – it's too college-y for the NFL. Like, he's going to have to adapt his offense to the personnel in the National Football League. And a lot of coaches have trouble doing that. So I'm fascinated to see if he can do it, if he does get a job, Lincoln Riley, that is, in the NFL.
Is there any reason to watch the Jaguars play the Titans tonight, Jeff?
Only if you're gambling on it. Otherwise, right. There's no – I mean, I had to cover it this morning for Action Network, and, I mean, I was like, sure, I'll give you guys a bet. But I think Tennessee does cover the 5 or 5.5, whatever it's at now. Mariota, weirdly enough, really good in primetime football games. The bet I like – is I actually like Jacksonville under 17 points. It was at 17 minus 120. You get 16.5 at plus 100 earlier today. You know, under Cody Kessler, when he starts, teams average 16 points. But the Titans are number one in the red zone on defense, number six in points overall. Jacksonville, on the flip side, really bad offensively in the red zone, 27th, 30th in points. So I just don't think Jacksonville scores a lot in this game. And so that could lead me, you know, to like a 20-10 game, 24-17 type contest, you know, 20, I could see 2013 type Tennessee Titans win.
The Browns Panthers was a pick 'em, and even with Cam Newton maybe not playing, the line has gone in Carolina's favor. They're now favored by 2 points as of right now. How big, if Cam doesn't play, how big a difference is that in this game with the Browns at home?
The Browns should be favored anyways with Cam playing. I love the Browns this week. I can't believe I'm saying that. It's like ridiculous. I've never said that in my life. I think the Browns win this game straight up on the money line. Like, here's the thing. I live in Charlotte, so I've seen the Panthers for years. I play for the Panthers. They're reeling right now. And the idea is, okay, the Panthers are reeling, and so therefore they're going to play better this week and beat the Browns. Well, they were reeling last week, too, and Tampa Bay dominated that game wire to wire. So what's the difference this week? The Panthers, by the way, on the road, 1-5 straight up, 1-5 against the spread. Cam Newton has a hurt shoulder. He's going to play this week because he just always plays, even when he's hurt. He's going to play, but he can't throw the ball downfield. And when he does, it's not accurate. Their offensive line, they have backup tackles. Myles Garrett is going to dominate this game. On the flip side, the Panthers don't rush the passer very well. They don't create turnovers. I think Baker Mayfield will have a big day. So I think the Browns win this game. I'm shocked to see so many people taking the Panthers. I think they're just taking them because they think they're in desperation mode. But they were last week, too, and didn't play well. So yeah. I guess maybe it's better this week. I don't know.
Jeff, who would look better in a Cam Newton hat, you or your brother?
A Cam Newton hat? Probably me. I got some better threads, too. So I could probably pull that off.
If the Browns went out and go 8-7-1, they're going to make the playoffs?
I mean, how much – what are the odds on that happening? What do you think?
I would say – I don't know.
Well, I was saying
plus,
Jeff,
plus 5,000.
Well, here's what I said. The Browns are not going to go – they're not going to win out. They're not, I obviously don't think they're going to. I think they're going to go 2-2 the rest of the season and finish 6-9-1. But I said that if the Browns did win out – again, I don't think it's going to happen, but if they did, I think they'd have a decent chance because if you look at the schedules of the other teams, I don't think there's a team that's sure to get to 9 wins this year.
Yeah, that's
so we're going with this crazy, wild possibility.
You look at Baltimore. Baltimore still has the Chiefs and the Chargers, I believe, correct?
Right.
So
yes.
That's going to be tough. You know, they split that. Now they get to 8 wins, and who knows? Look, the Ravens' offense is not sustainable for very long. I mean, I'm the Chiefs are the worst team to go against. The worst defense trying to stop this. The Ravens have played the last 3 weeks, like the 28th, the 29th, and the 31st worst run defense. Now they're playing the Chiefs, who are 32nd. So they're going to keep the game close. I don't think they win. I think they cover 6.5. But Baltimore's offense is not sustainable to win. So, yeah, I mean, I guess at 8-7-1, it's realistic that they could make the playoffs. But I don't think they go. I don't think they win out.
Hey, Jeff, I know you don't like to lay a lot of points, but the Chargers got to be a lock minus 14 against the Bengals, right? No way the Bengals cover that 14.
I agree with you. Jeff Driscoll on the road, no A.J. Green. It's going to be a rough game for the Bengals.
Big time.
Hey, Jeff, I know you talk to your brother a lot. What's he saying about what happened with Kareem Hunt? What are the Chiefs' feelings on what happened?
I think I purposely not asked him about it because I don't want to have to give an answer that says, like, I know what's happening there. I will say a couple of things. We haven't talked about it. I sent a text to him on Friday, and I said, I think, you know, it looks like your running back's not playing this week, and he said yes. Like, so he knew it already, of course. He sent him home on Friday. So if you read, Therese Paylor wrote an article, he's not Kansas City starting, Yahoo Sports, detailing kind of what happened on Saturday when Andy Reid spoke to him, and Pat Mahomes got up in front of the team and spoke. That's pretty big for a young quarterback to get up and do that. I'm not worried about it, honestly. Andy Reid is a fabulous coach, and he's not going to let these distractions play a big role in what happens. Look, too, where's a good running back? And they have plenty of options in offense. If this was like a Zeke Elliott, he's such a big part of that offense, I'd really worry about it. But they put up 40 points last week, and it's kind of a sloppy game. So offensively, the problem is their defense. Their defense is awful, and that's going to be their downfall in the playoffs, not Kareem Hunt not being there.
Jeff, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us.
All right, take care, guys. Have a good week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.